Good morning. This is Paul Donovan, Chief Economist at UBS Global Wealth Management. It's 7 o'clock in the morning, London time, on Monday, the 2nd of June. US President Trump's sudden decision on Friday to aggressively increase taxes on US companies that use imported steel has not followed the normal pattern. Normally, Trump would have retreated from the tax hikes by now. Investors may be concerned that there is more stubbornness around these particular tax increases. Not only have the US courts questioned the legality of some of Trump's other trade taxes, but Trump also reacted angrily when learning of the Financial Times' taco trade concept, whereby investors bet on Trump retreating from whatever trade threats have been offered. There is a risk that Trump persists with these taxes, not because of some economic objective, but instead as an emotional reaction to market perceptions of their negotiating stance. China has also accused the United States of violating the terms of the recent trade agreement, and that suggests a broadening of the trade dispute between the United States and the rest of the world. Ukraine has conducted some long-range attacks in Russian territory, striking at Russia's capacity to bomb Ukrainian targets. Markets have not generally focused on the Russia-Ukraine war in recent months. However, these attacks do offer some short-term and long-term considerations. In the short term, it must be presumed that the very faint prospect of a ceasefire is now likely reduced, as Russia would be negotiating from a position of relative weakness. Longer term, this is another instance of drone warfare carrying out apparently successful attacks. As Europe in particular starts to increase its focus on defence, this raises some questions about how expensive defence spending will need to be and what sectors of the economy will receive such spending. Poland's presidential election has been won by the nationalist candidate, breaking the recent trend of international votes. The Polish lotty has weakened in response. The election result will complicate the position of Polish Prime Minister Tusk, as the president-elect opposes many of Tusk's positions. Investors will look to EU developments and the position of Poland within NATO in particular. The data calendar doesn't offer a great deal of distraction from the rather political tone to financial markets today. There is data on UK consumer credit for April, at a time of data quality problems everywhere. This is the sort of statistic that is actually reliable. The US has some business sentiment polls, which is not the sort of statistic that is especially reliable. US Federal Reserve Chair Powell is scheduled to give some remarks as well. That's all for today. Have a good day. This material has been prepared and published by the Global Wealth Management Business of UBS Switzerland AG, regulated by FINMA in Switzerland, its subsidiaries or affiliates, collectively referred to as UBS. In the USA, UBS Financial Services, Inc. is a subsidiary of UBS AG and a member of FINRA SIPC. The investment views have been prepared in accordance with legal requirements designed to promote the independence of investment research. This material is for your information only, and it is not intended as an offer or a solicitation of an offer to buy or sell any investment or other specific product. The analysis contained herein does not constitute a personal investment recommendation or take into account the particular investment objectives, investment strategies, financial situation, and needs of any specific recipient. This material may not be reproduced or copies circulated without prior authority of UBS. Please visit www.ubs.com/CIO-disclaimer to read the full legal disclaimer applicable to this material.